Lady Vixen Radio, live with your host Casey Blaze. The hottest show interrupting the airwaves. Hot topics, great music, talent battles, and so much more. On air in 1, 2, 3.
And we are back again. It's your girl, Casey Blaze, and I'm super excited about the ninth episode. If you haven't already, please turn us up. We're here to start some mess. But before I get started, let me introduce you to my amazing co-host. We have the great Santiago in the building. Please say hello.
Yes, yes. Hello, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good night and a good day. And the loveologist is in the house.
Absolutely. And before we get started on our topic, we're going to give out our call-in number. It's 914-205-5816. Again, it's 914-205-5816. And I am your host, Casey Blaze, with the Great Santiago. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the top three ways to manifest more of what you want in your life today. Now, like right now, right? This is one of our most, we kind of did a topic a little bit similar, right? Where we talked about the law of attraction and how it can play a major role in the things that are happening and have happened in our lives, right?
Right.
Now, kind of piggybacking off of that, I wanted to kind of mention, a lot of times in, you know, the conversations that I've been having with people when talking about the law of attraction, if I speak to people who are from a religious background, they always think to kind of get the idea or the notion that I'm not talking in relationship to God, or I'm labeling the law of attraction and I'm taking away from God, right? When in reality, and the unfortunate side of this is that the law of attraction is, you know, talking about God, you know, it is talking about faith. It is talking about, no matter what we label things as, right? Because I think people get so hung up on the labels and labeling. But when you're talking about the law of attraction, you are talking about the universe. And speaking your desires out into the universe and kind of getting a closer look into what it is you want and seeking inward and looking inward and then calling out to those things that you want. And what we fail to understand is it's the same practice as prayer and praying and asking God for something and then expecting it to come back to you, right? And that is the act or the practice of faith.
Right.
So the unfortunate thing is that we get hung up on the words and we get hung up on labels and we don't fully understand exactly the power of what we're asking in general, right? So I want to ask you a couple things because I do have a couple things that are set up for tonight's episode.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that you knowingly practice the law of attraction, that you knowingly do so, right? And do you think that if you're knowingly asking the universe for things or expecting things to come your way, do you realize that you may be blocking also what it is that you're asking for?
Yes, I believe so, because I believe, you know, the law of attraction is the attractive magnetic power of the universe. That it's an energy. So, you know, certain energies are attracted to each other. So you can block those if you're not, if your energy is not, if your energy is not where you want it to be, or it's not at that place that will attract those type of energies that will bring you what you need, if that makes any sense. So for me, I think every day, and this happened, you and I, we share stories all the time about how we've attracted some of the things that were manifested in our life based on our energies and the things that we wanted or how we felt about them. So, of course, that can attract different energies, but different energies in different ways and different things. But the things that we've always, I guess you could say, we've been involved in, you and I, and it can be from, you know, our writing and our shows and everything we do. It's just there's been a, you know, an attraction to those that are, you know, kind of like the same energy. And you know, you have to believe that, but you also can, if you don't have, if you have a lot of negative going on around your life or negative people. I like something that one of the, I think it was Kendrick Lamar had said before about energy sappers. So he always says, I keep away from those people that suck my energy away. And those are the things, or if you're around those type of energies, those type of people, or those type of things that are like a negative impact on you or negative at the time, can block that attraction for the energy that you want out there, the one energy that you need to have those other energies or to have that attraction to what you really want in your life.
Right. I think one of the things that people don't realize, and I actually had a conversation with someone today, and they kind of made me realize what is happening, right? They said something that kind of put in my mind. They stated that, oh, man, every year on my birthday, my family doesn't have money. Like, nobody has money, or they don't get paid to, like, do anything special on my birthday, right? And the unfortunate thing I had to say was, well, look what you're saying. You're literally doing this to yourself. You know, you're putting out into the universe that every year on your birthday, nobody has any funds to do anything for you or on your birthday.
Right.
So they didn't realize that the power is actually in their own tongue. The things that they speak, whether it's good, positive, or negative, you're drawing it to yourself. We do it to ourselves daily, where we'll attract and draw to ourselves either more problems or positivity or things that we want. So one of the things that I wanted to speak on before I give us, you know, the top three ways to manifest more positive things or more of what our goals and dreams are, is that I have to speak on the things that we do that is blocking us from getting those things, right? So one of the main things is the way we speak. And we don't realize it, but when you're speaking to the universe, even when you say things like, well, I don't want, for example, I don't want to get a ticket, right? Like, let's just say you're driving. Oh, man, I can't drive over there because I don't want to get a ticket. Right? So when you're saying that, unfortunately, I don't want to get a ticket. Have you noticed in some cases, or I don't want the cops to stop me, or I don't want to get stopped by the cops, or anything like that, anything that we say along that line, I don't want. You notice that you get what you said you don't want. Do you ever notice something that you might have stated, like, I don't want that to happen?
Let me ask you a question, because I may know the answer. I just want you to kind of elaborate on that. So you're saying your thoughts, it starts with, you know, just speaking it out and thinking about it to manifest it, to bring it to you.
Well, because think about it.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because think about it. Mm-hmm. When you are adamantly against the thing that you don't want to happen, for example, you don't want to get a ticket, right? You really feel that way. Like, oh, man, no, I can't do that because I don't want to get a ticket. Like, you really sincerely feel like, I don't want a ticket, so I can't do that. I can't do whatever it is you're thinking you can't do, right? So you're strongly feeling that. And then you're putting that strong feeling, that vibration out into the universe that says, I don't want a ticket. So now a ticket shows up. A cop pulls you over. When you're driving careful and you're like, I got to stop it all the time. Think about it. I've known people who, and this is amazingly hilarious because I have known people who were kind of like, they're driving dirty, they have no registration, no insurance, and things like that, and they'll be driving extra ultra careful, and they're like, yeah, man, because I don't want a ticket, or I don't want to be pulled over. And then because they're so consciously aware of not wanting that, the very thing they don't want to happen occurs. You understand? So you're inadvertently setting yourself up to attract the very thing you just said you do not want to happen. And if all of us are honest and we sit back and we think on it, we'll notice that that very thing takes place. It happens to us all the time. I can't tell you how many times I've said I didn't want something to happen and it showed up. I can't.
Isn't it good, though? Isn't it good to be highly aware of your situation, be very cognizant of what's going on around you?
It's good and it's bad because it's almost like if you're so focused on the what I don't want, if you're so focused on that, you'll keep attracting it. And that goes for anything. It's not even just, it could be, I don't want to keep attract. I don't want to keep getting the same guy, the same girl. I don't want it. You know, the girl who is using me. I don't want the guy who doesn't treat me right. Whole time.
But in the back of your mind, whatever you're speaking is the opposite that you don't want, right?
Right. So it's a way that you actually can change that so that you're not getting that immediate response of attracting what you do not want to yourself, right? And the best way to do that, the first way to start manifesting more of the things that you want now, the best way to do that, and the first thing that I can bring up is to change your mind. So since we're used to saying, somebody might hear me say, and like, well, you're saying, I'm saying I don't want it, so why am I getting it if I'm saying I don't want it? Well, because look at the thought in what you're saying. I don't want it. I don't have no money. I'm broke. Those are all factual truths, right? Like, you could really be broke. You could really not have no money.
Right.
You could really not want that ticket. But the terminology and the language that you're using is causing a blockage in what you do want. So because you're speaking that and you're thinking on that you don't want, and you're spending all of your energy and you're focusing in on what you don't want, there's no room to talk about or think about what you do want. You're not saying what you want. You're saying what you do not want. You understand what I'm saying? So the energy that you're projecting out into the universe is that which you don't want. So the universe is unbiased. It doesn't think about whether it's, you know, the reverse of what you're saying. It only gives you that which you want. Like, I'll give you a quick example. Years ago, I used to constantly think like, man, this was my favorite line. Lord, oh my God, give me patience. Right? And I would constantly be asking for patience. Then I had to one day slow down and stop and think about what I was actually asking for. You know what I was asking for? Because think about this. What are you asking for? When you're asking for patience, do you know that you're asking, how do you get patience? Do you know how you get patience?
No.
Okay. The way that you're getting patience is by having things come up in your life to try your patience. So you can practice patience in the middle of that trial. That's what you're asking for. Did you ever realize that? When you're asking for, oh, man, give me patience, you're 90% of the time asking when you're in a trying or difficult situation that's irritating you to your core, and you want to be practicing some form of patience in the middle of that, correct?
Right.
All right. So by saying, give me patience, what you're asking for is not patience itself, is give me another opportunity to practice patience, which is usually something that's uncomfortable, irritating, frustrating, and that you really don't want. And you're asking for it. And then we'll sit and turn around and be like, I always get these problems.
Who asks for patience? Another thing. Really? Who does that?
I do. I used to. And then when I learned, I'm like, thank you.
Well, let me ask you guys, how about you accepting your reality so you can move forward and change it?
That's not an acceptance of reality, because what happens, you'll keep getting things that try your patience. You'll keep getting people who try your patience. You'll keep getting all of these tests for your patience.
Listen, I'm not saying as far as patience. I'm saying accepting your reality that you're broke. And when you realize that you're broke, you can't sit there and always say, I got it like that, or I have it, when you don't. You have to also figure out ways within your own circumstances and your reality to move
forward.
Well,
that's another thing that we're going to talk about. You can recognize.
Okay.
There's a certain thing of recognizing your current situation.
Yeah. I'm just throwing something out there so we could, you know, go back and forth about it. But I kind of know what you're saying. I do know what you're saying, but I'm just – what somebody may ask or may say what about accepting your reality or just putting yourself and understanding your circumstances so you can change them? Because if you always are conning yourself or deceiving yourself on what your reality is, can you know the joke, the saying that people say, oh, you're on that river now, denial.
Mm.
So what I'm saying is sometimes you have to understand and accept your circumstances to change it, because
mm-mm.
you have to understand your circumstances.
Agree.
You can't be delusional. Okay.
I don't agree. And the reason I don't agree is this. Just because I'm saying, you know what, there's one of the tips, right? Let me first, because you stepped ahead, actually. So taking it back just a little bit,
okay.
right, is changing your thoughts. Your thoughts can tell you my reality is that I currently have no money in my account. That's a reality. That's a present day reality. It's not your actual reality. It's just that it's your current state of where you are, right? So if your current state says, I don't have any money in my account, that is a fact of right now. It's your current fact, right? So then the reality is that. However, when you change your mind, right, you have to think. One of the top ways to manifest is to express gratitude, right? So now, why would I express gratitude about being broke? Well, let's look at your situation. Why are you broke? Are you broke because you just paid your rent, your car note, your car insurance? Are you broke because you just put food into your house? So now you have to evaluate. Man, I don't have any money in my account, which is a fact. It's a reality, right? But I am grateful that I have a roof over my head. I am grateful that I had money to pay my bills. I am grateful that I have food in my refrigerator. I am grateful. So now you're expressing the reality of your situation. It's not that you're just broke, right? Would you rather be broke with no way to pay any of your bills, or would you rather be broke because you paid all your stuff? Which broke would you prefer?
All right, of course. You know which one it is, the one that you already paid everything.
Okay, so the reality may be that, yes, I'm broke. However, you now have reasons to be grateful. Now, one of the things that I used to do all the time is I used to have this, you know, I had a Jaguar, and that was a beautiful nightmare. People laugh when I say that, but it was. It was a very beautiful nightmare. When I first got the car, I was enamored with it. I thought I was going on. I mean, I had people flipping me the bird, like literally giving me middle fingers when I first got the car, right? only because it had a Jaguar symbol on it, right? But then when things started breaking down on it, and it was – now, I always wanted the Jaguar, but I never asked – I always only asked for the Jaguar. I never asked for an income to accommodate maintenance on the Jaguar. I just wanted the car. That was it, right? So I got the car. I manifested the Jaguar. Cool beans. I thought I was it. But when things started breaking down, what I used to do was, like, every time I turn around, something else is going wrong on the car. That was my main – every time something happened, I kept spewing those words out, right? So because I'm speaking that something else – now, let's face it, you drive the car daily, it is going to need maintenance. That's just a fact. It's a reality, right?
Right.
So
right.
The problem was that I didn't have the funds to keep up with the maintenance. So I'm asking for something that I want, and a lot of times we will stay in this place where we will ask for things without, one, being prepared and ready for what we're asking for, or asking for more than enough to accommodate what we are requesting, right? And because we're asking for, how are you going to say, oh, how are you going to send out to the universe, I want a mansion, right? I want a mansion.
Right.
I want to live in a mansion. And you keep repeating that, and then you make moves, and you are able to now afford a mini mansion for yourself. But that's all you set your goal toward, is to get the mansion, right? But you never made mention of how you're going to take care of the upkeep of the mansion. You just wanted the house. So now you don't have, you're limited in your thought process because you did not ask for enough. So therefore, what I've been lately trying to do is that when I'm asking for things, I'm saying, for example, I want a mansion. So I know that I want a mansion. Now, you have to be careful with the word I want, because you're putting out I want, which means to never obtain. So I always put in, I am grateful for the mansion that I have. So now I know I don't, right now, I don't have a mini mansion. I don't have a mansion. However, what happens is my brain has this thing that happens. Every time I speak out something grand and huge that I want to the universe, it responds to me with ideas. And this is the most bizarre thing. But every time I say I want a large amount of money or a large sum of money, I get a huge million-dollar idea every time. Now, people are like, well, that's not money. But in fact, it is. You understand what I'm saying? The universe is answering my request by saying, here, I will grant you an idea to get you your $1 million. And that happens to me all the time. So that being said, what I have to start doing is saying, I am grateful for the mansion that I have, right? So now ideas start to flow. But then I say, I am also grateful for having the ability to upkeep and maintain the mansion that I want. You understand? So I want what I want. I want all of it. I want to be able to keep the things that I want. So I don't want just to get a mansion, move in, and next month they're talking about the taxes on that bad boy is, you know, enough to keep me under. Who wants that? I don't want that. Right? Where you get something and you can't keep it? People say this all the time. Oh, how many times have we been guilty of this? You'll send out, oh, man, I really want this. Here's one. Send me my husband or send me my wife. If I could just meet my husband, if I could just meet my, I want a man, I want a woman. We do that all the time. And then you'll get it, and it'll be at the wrong time. You'll still be connected and tied up with somebody else in your past or, you know, that you really shouldn't be with. You have situations falling on you all the time that literally prevents you from having this relationship with the perfect person you've been requesting. So then you're not ready for the person. You're not emotionally ready for them. You're not mentally ready for them. You're not financially prepared. You're none of these things, but you're requesting it. You're putting that energy out there. So now in your request, you get what you asked for, right? And then you screw it up. You screw it up. So, in saying that, right, another tool is that you have to start saying what you want, but you have to also start requesting and giving gratitude and asking that you be prepared to receive the thing in which you're asking for. Because if you don't, you'll meet the husband, you'll meet the wife, you'll get the house, you'll get the car, and you'll not be able to maintain or take care of it. So you'll constantly be requesting of the universe things that you are not able to take care of. Okay?
Right.
And that is the most unfortunate thing, because you're setting yourself up.
Right, but that's, you know, your thoughts and maybe things that are spoken, but you have to put some hard work. You have to put some action to it to make it happen. So there's the saying that success is hard work and determination are the keys to success. but also not dwelling on some of the material superficial things, because you're speaking about cars, houses, and money. Because there's also sayings that if you're focused on this hard work, or like you're saying, you said you have a $1 million idea, and you start to work on that idea, if it is a story or whatever it may be, and you're not really thinking about the money, the process of don't chase the money, chase the dream, is what I focus on more as far as not even thinking about it, but there is a thought about it, but then you start to put those thoughts and talk into action. So you have to also be able to, really believe, which I agree, that you are that's the manifestation or the seed is planted in your brain as a thought, and then you say it and you hear it and it soaks up into your subconscious, which you don't believe anything but that goal, but you still have to start the action part, the moving, the work, the research, the writing, whatever it may be, to put that together. Do you agree with that?
I do. I feel like this. I kind of feel like we misconstrue when we're thinking about, oh, it's just a thought and it's a feeling and you ask the universe. It's not to say that you asking the universe means you don't put action behind what you are requesting, right? Because obviously we know that houses and cars don't just fall from the sky. Now, some of us might be lucky and get a piece of mail saying somebody passed away and left them something, but that's not the truth for all of us, right? So we know that things don't fall out of the sky, right? So when I say that the universe, me requesting, because I've already, let me tell you something, I went as far as creating a vision board. I went and got new newspapers and magazines and old mail, and I literally cut out things that were a representation of what I want. For example, more travel, health, fitness, wellness. I start cutting out things that represented that and put it on a vision board, right? So the other day I got a piece of mail, and on the mail it had two different clips. One of them on the clip was saying $1.5 billion, and the other one said $3.5 billion. And I sat there and I held the mail, and I'm looking at it, and I'm contemplating, and I'm like, oh, maybe I can put $1.5 billion. I can cut that out and put it on the vision board, right? And then I'm like trying to talk myself down and out of it. Then I said, well, no, Casey, why can't you have $3.5 billion? Why can't you want that, right? Because that sounds too out of touch, out of reach. It just doesn't sound like it's a reality, or it can be. So then I said, no, I'm going to challenge myself. So I cut out the $3.5 billion, and I spoke it to the universe. I also have a check on my vision board for $10 million, and I post it there on the vision board so that I can see it, so that the flow of ideas will be, I'm no longer going to receive million-dollar ideas. I done set my game up for billion-dollar ideas. So now, because I put on the vision board billion-dollar ideas, now for me, what makes sense to me is, one, is for me to now be open and receptive to receive a new idea that's going to provoke me to obtain or reach my goal. That's number one, right? The next step, though, is that, what am I going to do? If I'm saying that I want a house, right, I'm going to manifest, I'm going to go out, I'm going to look at the prettiest house I could possibly find, and that's what I want, right? So now, what are steps that I can take that are actual steps outside of thinking about that house, outside of looking at that house, envisioning myself in that house, feeling the energy I'm going to receive, thinking about the pleasure I'm going to receive from being in that house? What else can I do to align myself for the house? All right, I'm going to go look at my credit. Is my credit able to accommodate a new house? If it's not, I'm going to start taking little steps toward improving my credit score. I'm going to go and I'm going to look at qualifications to get this new house. So now I need to make myself an alignment for the house that I want, right? Which means, one, I'm going to need credit. Number two, I'm going to need a deposit. Number three, I'm going to need an income. I'm going to need an income to accommodate that, right? Number four, I'm going to need an income large enough to accommodate upkeep and maintenance. So now I need to be, if I'm not in that bracket right yet, I'm going to have to then align myself with my thought process to provoke me to be in a better financial situation, whether it's an increase in a job or position, whatever it is. I need to be able to start aligning myself with the goals. It's not just to sit and be in fairy tale and thoughts and thinking, oh, I want a house, and that's it. No. You have to align yourself, right? You have to be ready to receive that, what you're asking for. If you're asking for a partner, the perfect person for you, you have to start being accommodating that, which means, guess what? Go in your phone, contacts that you haven't reached out to or haven't spoken to, exes and old people you used to date, be into, talking to, delete those. Get them out of your phone. If you got old pictures of people and, you know, delete that. If you got letters and mementos from your exes and from years past, unless they gave you something that is worth something, that you can either eventually sell it or auction it off and it pays you something, what are you keeping old letters for sentimental reasons? When your new man comes or your new woman comes, there's no room for them because your whole space is filled up with your exes, number one. And there's no room. You have nothing inside of you to accommodate somebody new. You see what I'm saying? You're waking up to your exes, that pillow that they brought you, or that whatever it is they gave you, you look at it every day. So you have to start saying, if I want a new partner, if I want the perfect person for me, what do I need to do? Another thing is not just it's emptying out the things that are no longer valuable as it relates to you getting a partner, right? And it's also working on yourself. How can you be a person? What do you need to fix about you? What is it about your past that you need to fix so that you can be opening up space and room for someone new? Why invite somebody? Why would you want? Can you imagine? Let me put it into a perspective like this. Can you imagine going out and asking, keep saying, I want to meet, oh, my God, I want to meet Beyonce. I want to meet Beyonce. I want to meet Beyonce. And just so happened, an opportunity arrived because you're saying, I want to meet Beyonce because I want to be able to whatever and pitch her something, right? And then an opportunity comes up. You don't wish it so much that an opportunity unfolds where you're in the same building. You know, I used to work in a building with iHeart. It was very possible she could walk through those doors, right, for a radio interview, let's just say. Mm-hmm. So then you get in a space where you're in an elevator with Beyonce and you don't have any cards available, right? You didn't memorize a pitch, right? Now you're out here just winging it and looking crazy. I can't tell you how many times I've listened to when Michael Bazin was out. Some people, he would have an open mic night. And on his open mic, what he would do is he would allow people to come in. They could call in and sing. They could rap, whatever they were doing, whatever their read poetry. And then at the end, he would say, do you have a website that we can refer these people to, the listener? Oh, no, I'm trying to work on it. He would hang up on them. And then he actually stated one time, this lady had a beautiful voice. He asked her for her website. She didn't have it. He disconnected the call, and he said, this is the problem, folks. You got an opportunity to shine. You had an amazing voice, but you have nowhere for me to send people your way. Think on that. So you got the opportunity. Luck and opportunity presented itself for you to be able to call in at that time, and he answered. But you have nothing to send people to. So say a producer was listening. They have no way to know who you are. How bizarre is that, actually? Right? That we'll ask for things and not be ready to receive the thing we're asking for. So I implore people to start looking at what you want. One of the best things you can do for yourself is you can take a pen and a paper and you can start writing the things that you want down. Prepare yourself to accommodate the thing that you want. By writing down what you want, create a list of things you want, and then start researching the things that you need to accomplish that which you want so that you can be better in alignment, whether it be being open to networking. For example, if you want something or you want a new job or you want a career change, you have to, instead of just applying, if you don't have any experience, sometimes it might be just who you know. Santiago, I know that you said that you're not super huge at being a people person, but you are great at networking.
Right.
You have the ability to maybe meet with people. And you tell me all the time when you're in your travels on your other, you know, your TV talk show and things like that. When you're traveling, you talk to people. You interact with people.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I want to say, that I can 100% relate to what you're saying and feel that is very true about the laws of attraction. And I'm just going to say these things, and, you know, a lot of people think I'm, you know, it's kind of being, you know, cocky or whatever. But there's a lot of things that I felt that brought me wealth or the opportunity to receive wealth. And those things were things that I wanted very early on. And I'm going to give you an example of a few things that I am right now because I wanted them. All right. I always wanted to be gorgeous. I wanted to be on TV and radio, and I am. I wanted women to always want me. They do. I wanted to be the greatest love maker. I am. Hence, you know, the loveologist. I always wanted to be cerebral. I am. And to all those things led me to the potential of unlimited wealth. So it is very true about the law that you say of attraction. I mean, and when you talk about the ability to network, a lot of that is the energy and these things that I've worked on to have people be attracted to me. If it may be what I look like to open the door up, however, it was something that I wanted on very early on because I, you know, at one point I probably wasn't very attractive, but I am now. And I worked on that and I wanted that. So now these people are attracted to me. Of course, people that want to know who I am, which I network with, because they're people that like energy. Also, we also know that they do like people or are attracted to people that are attractive. So, and the other thing of being working on myself to be attractive was being something that the opposite sex would enjoy. So these things are very true. In my way, that brought me the wealth, and that will continue to bring me what I say is happiness, because that is very important. And if you're happy and you're in a good place mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, you will receive wealth. Make sense?
You know what? It actually, in that regard, it does. It does. In the sense that, you know, if you're saying that what you want, you've always wanted, right? And you've accommodated all of those things with your thoughts and you think very highly of yourself. That's been apparently clear for the past year and 2 months. So, right, and saying that.
Well, you know the saying, right?
What's that?
You know, if you're not, if you don't toot your own horn, there's no music, so.
Well, unless there's a band playing in the background, you don't need to toot your own horn, right?
Yeah, sure.
That might make more sense if there's already a band back there. Oh my God. You know what though? I feel like a lot of us, if you sit and think about like the 1%, it is by unique design, right? That the 1% are able to be, you know, the wealthiest on earth and everybody else is trying to play catch up, right? So why is it that way? Like, I had to think on this, right? I had a conversation with someone who was very religious, and they were always, they were in the middle of things. One, it was like they believed that, you know, that you had to be humble and you shouldn't be asking for too much in life as far as when it comes to wealth and things like that, because they subscribe to the notion that the love of money is the root to all evil. But then on the other hand, the contradictory side of their thought process was this. They used to also say that, oh, I am the child, a child of God. I am the daughter of a king. So I had to really slow down and think about what they were saying. On one hand, you're saying that, you know, you're a child of God, and that all sounds good, right? We're all children of God, no problem. But then if God, you're saying you're the child of a king, well, how can I walk around as the child of a king and walk around not expecting much out of life? That's not even reality in today's world.
Right.
Think about this. A prince and a princess, they don't walk around expecting to be hungry all day. They don't walk around expecting to have no electricity or running water. They don't walk around feeling the fear of that, right? They walk around in a mental state of entitlement, like things are, they expect the lights to turn on when they flip the switch. They expect the water to run when they open the faucet. They expect food to be brought to them, actually, okay? So how can you say that you're the child of a king or God, which is even greater than a king, right? How can
king
you
of all
say,
kings.
Right. How can you say that you're the child of God, but on the other hand, you're saying that you don't think that you deserve to walk around with wealth? I mean, I'm not talking about little wealth. I'm talking about wealth beyond reason. Right? When I clipped out of that mailing I had $3.5 billion that I want, I put it on the vision board. I put on the vision board, why not? $3.5 billion. That's okay. That's something that other people have accomplished in this lifetime. Why can't it be me? I want, my desire is that my great, great, great grandchildren, when they're being called old money, that I'm the face on the wall because I'm old money. I'm old money. Do you understand? I don't want to be that. So it's, people think I'm arrogant when I speak like that, especially religious folk. But no, I don't want to. I have a limited time on earth, like just like everybody else. We have a time allotted to us on earth. Why would I want to spend my allotted time on earth calling myself a child of God, a daughter of a king, whatever I'm going to call myself, and then not live like such? Why do I have to die to obtain riches? Why? I don't even think my spirit is going to care about gold. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Why do I care about such a thing? It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a tangible reality, which is today. My reality is today. So I want to live like the child of God and the child of the king today. And he says the way that I can do that, right, is through the law of attraction. That which you think, that which you speak, that which you feel, you attract it to yourself. That is the greatest gift, I think, the universe, I think that God has given any of us, is that the things that you think, the things that you want, the things that you desire, you can have. It's just honing it to be where it makes sense and it fits. So how can I ask for certain things? How can I ask for a house? How can I ask for a car? How can I ask for more travel, right? But not only how can I ask, but how can I prepare myself to be ready for what it is I want? If you want to be a person who travels overseas, you got to get a passport. You keep saying, oh, one day I'm going to go to Paris. One day I'm going to go to Italy. And you don't even have a
passport. No, that's a really good one. Let me give you an example before you move on. That you brought that up. I said to myself, as far as, and I didn't even think about this till you brought that up. I said to myself years ago, I wanted to get on airplanes. Until I get my own airplane, or I can afford my own, that I wanted to get on planes like I get in, like someone gets in cabs. And this past year, it has been like that for me. It's really crazy, and I didn't think about it till you just said that, but I said that to myself years ago, that I wanted to travel in the air like someone travels in cabs. I'm not going to say probably not as much as cabs, but, you know, for probably about the last year or so, I'm at the airport, you know, two or three times a month. So that has been something that I was interested in doing, or just having the type of career or life that I would need to do that, and it has manifested. So that's interesting you say that. So I just wanted to share that.
Isn't that something? But we don't think about it. And you called it upon. You believed in what you were saying. And
years ago,
you called upon it, right?
Yep.
And now you can look back at that, and you can say, "I manifested that. That's something that you manifested, and probably didn't pay attention to it." But how can you say you're
really
a person? Right? How can you say you're a traveler with no passport? You have nothing in alignment that will align you with the thing that you're asking for. How can we start
really interesting
being better
story too, with my passport? Yeah.
How can we better align ourselves? I remember in the beginning of Eat, Pray, Love, right? This movie, one of my favorite movies, in Eat, Pray, Love. She says kind of like a joke. She says, "There's a man who kept going to this temple to pray, and when he went to the temple to pray, he kept praying that he wins the lottery. Every time he goes, oh, Buddha, for example, please help me win the lottery. Please help me win the lottery, right? And then Buddha finally says to him, my child, you must buy a ticket." I'm like, yo, how are you ever going to win the lottery and you even buy a ticket? Like, think on that, though. Like, can you hear that? Can you understand that? And that's literally what a lot of us do. We spend a lot of time asking for things and not preparing ourselves, not being in alignment, not doing the things that we need to do to take us there, to get us there. So I'm going to implore everyone from now on to implore you to take a step further. Start being more cognizantly aware of what it is you want, your surroundings, the things that you want, what you want to do in this life, right? Start being more aware. Stop saying what you don't want. Let's forget about that. Start expressing gratitude about the things you want. So, for example, I am grateful that I have a roof over my head. So that means, you know, you're expressing, because I don't know about anybody else, I have a deep gratitude for being able to close the door and not be sleeping under the stars, at least not on purpose, right? I have an expressed gratitude.
Ain't nothing wrong with the stars.
I'm very serious. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but I don't want to be out there when it's the stars and there's no stars and then it's cold and I'm on a bench. I don't want that for myself. So I have to express gratitude toward the things that I have. I have to start asking for the things that I want as if I already had them. And then I have to then ask for the ability to be able to maintain that for which I am asking. I never ask for anything small. I never ask. Everything I want is big. I want the big stuff. And the reason I want the big stuff,
I know you
because
do.
I know that. Right? The reason I want the big stuff.
You can't get this big stuff.
Right. The reason I have to literally spend some time and want things that are so abnormal, that is because when it shows up, I know that it was the universe accommodating what I'm requesting. I know that it was not within, it wasn't just me. You understand what I'm saying? So I always ask for things that are astronomically larger. But then I learned to start asking for the smaller things, the small things too. Okay? We have to be willing to put our mind to some things. Get some things that we want and start being more cognizantly aware of what we're asking for. I think that's, I don't know. I feel like to a great degree, I have a couple people who are sending me messages right now, and they're saying some of the things that they've wanted has shown up. Hold on, let me read off some of the comments that I'm getting. I have a Shirley from Jersey who commented on our Facebook page. She just stated that she manifested her husband, and she met the man of her dreams last year. They're due to be getting married sometime this year. Well,
congratulations.
Shirley, thank you, first of all, for listening. That's a beautiful thing, right? You can put that on your I am a person who strongly believe, right, that you could ask for a husband. You can put that on there. You can put on your vision board that you want a spouse, that you want, you know. Put anything that it is that you want. Be sincere in your request. Stop if you want a husband, if not just a boyfriend or a girlfriend, but you want a spouse, right? Stop letting any and everybody into your space. Cancel out all of the things that are not, that leaving you with no room to accommodate a new person. Stop being serial daters in the sense that you never give yourself a break or a rest. Because why? You're constantly being in a space of being bamboozled by multiple people. Right? Only Santiago can have a herd of women. Only he can do such a thing. He's a sexologist.
I brought that into my existence. Like I said, I worked on all the things that I know would give me happiness. And in turn, I am wealthy. And I wanted to say also one of the things that when you brought up the lottery, I think I said this before, this was one of them, I say I create my own lottery. And in saying that, I felt like these things will allow me to get to the place financially that I want to get to. But I don't sit there and dwell on it. That's the difference with my thing with this attraction, the laws of attraction, or the energy that will attract those things that will make you, I guess you could say, successful, because success is based on the individual, what they feel is what makes them happy and what makes them feel like they are successful. So everything outside or anyone making that conclusion or judgment on somebody is not anything we have to worry about, because we know what brings us success and happiness or peace. For me, I'm in that place, and like I said, a lot of the things I manifested, I thought about, what could lead to any of those things any day my life can change. One phone call, we all know that, because your life can change with, you know, all kinds of different, and you know, in a good way and a bad way with one phone call. But my whole thing is that I've always felt that I've always had that, and I don't know how that was instilled in me to think like that or to, you know, you talk about vision boards. I think I visualize a lot of these things in my head when I rest. Sometimes when I'm laying down, sometimes when I'm sleeping, I think of these things that I want, that I feel that I can have, that I can work on to get, and that I can see myself having one day. So I do my vision boards a lot of time are in my head. I visualize them. I think about them. I don't consider them dreams. I don't consider them fantasies. Because, you know, one thing a person says is be a dreamer, but someone also quoted that, you know, being a dreamer, you know, it's dreams are just mere fantasies. And everything that I'm thinking of, or I can say I'm, you know, it's a vision for me because I visualize it, you can get to it. But if you're dreaming about it, it could be a fantasy. But for me, no, I don't think that way. I visualize in my head. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, well, when you think about it, to dream about things is to be in a trance, to be a dreamer, to daydream. The only way you'll really ever see your dream is in your dreams.
right.
If you're not
sleeping.
A doer.
So, yeah.
Right. If you, yeah, you have to be sleeping.
You don't want to be sleeping in
life.
If
you're not a doer, you'll never see your dream. You'll never see a dreamer. You'll never see a dream realized. If you're not a doer.
Right.
And that's the thing. You have to be, even if life was going to put certain things, drop a couple things in your lap, right? If you're not in alignment, what if somebody said you're constantly saying, I wanna go here, I wanna go here, and then you run across a friend who's like, hey, I got an extra ticket, somebody dropped out, I'm going to Italy, would you like to go? And you're like, oh man, I don't have a passport. So sometimes things fall in your lap, just like that, you know?
Preparation beats opportunity, right? So, yeah. You have to prepare yourself for the opportunity, and those things happen. So, you know, and then you're ready when that opportunity presents itself because you've been in your life preparing for those things. And I think, like, you and I, we talk about that all the time because I think we've been – preparing for, you know, things because we go way back when we did our first show, and we actually saw this happening for us, and now these things that are happening, we're not really surprised. I know you're not. I'm not. So, you know, to see our show grow as it has, and to reach the levels it has in the last year, it's something we are actually talked about, and we saw. We used to always, you know, someone could be a fly on the wall when we had conversations and say, wow, you guys were talking about this a year and a half ago. And here we are, and we made it happen. So, I mean,
absolutely.
You know, it's very true.
The show itself is a manifestation of thought. Because there were times where you and I have always had conversations where it's like, yo, we're going to restart a show. We're going to start a show. You know, me and Beloved had conversations where it's like, we're going to start a show. Right? And we're going to start another show, right? And then it was just a thought. We were dreaming. It was just dreams. And then, you know, you have to make active steps toward making that dream show up. And then here we are, some 100 and almost 130 episodes in. There's a Lady Vixen radio show. We have tons of people listening to us. Right?
Yeah. Got picked up by iHeart. I could probably say, though, for real, for those people out there that they're probably interested in our story to some degree, I would have to say that you were probably you are and you have been the big believer in this show and us going, you know, getting to this level. And, you know, I could, like I said, I wish I could have, you know, sometimes probably people should record what they say or their conversations. Because if I could play it back, I would say, like, you said this almost 2 years ago, maybe three. So, you know, you always believed in the potential of you and us and doing this show because you said this show is going to be bigger than last time, which our show was pretty nice. It was big. But when we started this show, you just saw so much potential, and a lot of it had to do with not just yourself and what you thought or what you had on your vision board, but also believing in me, which I thank you for because you know, you believe in me, you believe in Beloved. Once Beloved brought his energy to the show, and we've done really well. So this was all really, you know, a manifestation of our thoughts and beliefs and and like you said, you know, the law of attraction, because we have attracted ourselves and had that. We brought it to an amazing level in 2020, and we're still growing. Thank you, everybody out there, also for listening and
absolutely,
you know, feeding into our dream, you know, our vision.
Sure do. Yeah. I want to say personally, I appreciate everybody who has tuned in, who's ever commented or liked or shared anything that we've done on Lady Vixen Radio, right? I appreciate you all. We're going to end
absolutely
tonight at the 9:30 mark. I'm always excited about talking about the law of attraction, so I'm just going to really quickly summarize. The first thing is to actually change your mind, change your thoughts. Stop thinking of the things you want in terms of the things you do not want. Start expressing the things you want or speaking to the things that you want as if you already have them. Then when you look at your reality and understand that your reality is not yet showing you the thing that you want, you speak in terms of gratitude. Change your language to a language of gratitude. Being appreciative. When things come up that, for example, when problems arise, example, if it was like a car issue, learn to say, I am so glad. I appreciate having the funds, having the money to fix this problem. That way, you'll never be without when a problem occurs. Number two, also put yourself in alignment with what you're requesting. So start writing down the things you want, and then turn around and research the things that it'll take, excuse me, to get you there. That way, you'll always be in a state of preparedness or preparation. And then when you're finally asking for the thing that you want, also include the ability to maintain it. That way, you won't get the thing that you've desired and then be in lack. Always ask for over enough as opposed to just enough. That is what I'd like to say to you guys. I want to thank you all for tuning in, for listening. Anybody who tried to call, we were having some technical difficulties, so we're sorry we didn't get to you. And some of the comments, I'm sorry we weren't able to even read those because of our technical issue. But I appreciate everybody. If you haven't already, I need you to hit that follow button to be notified of any upcoming episodes. We'll be back on Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll also have hopefully the great Mr. Beloved in the building with us then as well. So I'm going to pass the mic to you really quickly, Santiago. Please say your good evening.
All right. Good night, everybody, and you summed it up really well. Believe, really believe in yourself. And like a great person just passed away, he had his Mamba mentality. I think all of us should find our Mamba mentality in our way so we go forward and go hard and achieve what we need to achieve. Peace.
Peace.